Next, we have our feature. Chief Executive of the East Anglian Air Ambulance, Patrick Peel, talks about why the service is still relevant 20 years to the month after its birth in Norfolk. The reader is Kevin Ford.
East Anglian Air Ambulance is a unique lifeline for anyone in East Anglia, even more so today than when the service was first established 20 years ago. We're proud to say that since our first mission, East Anglian Air Ambulance has seen huge advancements in the skills and equipment we bring to the scene of an incident, the size and speed of the helicopter we fly, and the expansion of providing critical care by rapid response vehicle when it is quicker for us to reach a patient by road than air. Today, we help more than 1,700 patients a year. Since the charity started, we've helped almost 20,000 people altogether. Simply, we can make an even bigger difference to patients' outcomes today than we could 20 years ago. So we are now called to the most severe incidents where the patient's life is at risk. The simple truth is that East Anglia, especially Norfolk, is a very rural community with significant distances between major and specialist hospitals. We get the best medical teams to the patient as quickly as possible in order to give that person the best possible chance of survival. It's not only road traffic collisions and accidental injuries that we attend, as in the early days of our charity. Now, our crews also attend life-threatening medical emergencies, many of which are cardiac-related. In fact, we now attend more out-of-hospital cardiac arrests in a year than we do actual road traffic collisions. And that's where our speed, equipment, and the enhanced skill of our paramedics and doctors really stands us apart from other response teams. Being able to stabilize these patients, take control of their breathing through anesthesia, and quickly fly them to a specialist cardiac unit for the right treatment is making a huge difference to hundreds of people each year. In the early days, we were very much a flying road ambulance in terms of skills and equipment. Now we effectively take the intensive care unit to the patient to perform life-saving procedures at the scene of the incident, or even in flight en route to a specialist hospital. We know there are hundreds more people we can help each year by flying 24/7, something we have been working towards for many years. However, none of this would be possible without the people who donate to keep our yellow helicopters airborne and saving lives, something we feel even more so now during the coronavirus pandemic than ever before. Thanks to public support, we've been able to keep both of our helicopters flying throughout the lockdown and responding as much as possible to support the ambulance service and local hospitals while they were under extra strain. Thanks to the generous donations towards our PPE appeal, we've been able to keep our crews and our patients safe and have developed special procedures to enable our crews to deliver the same level of critical care pre-hospital despite all the challenges that COVID-19 created for us. And more importantly, we came out of the lockdown in a good position to still be here for local people over the summer months. We have been incredibly busy, especially along the coast as more people have holidayed in the UK than ever before, and for a variety of different reasons, needed our help. You just never know what might happen, but hopefully we will always be here to help you if you need us. We know we are still providing an essential service for the region and are really looking forward to the next 20 years and the medical and technological advancements they will bring. I would like to take this opportunity to say a huge thank you to everyone who has supported us and to encourage others to support us too. Together, we really do save lives.